Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. It is Free For All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, I have several things I want to talk to you about today. If you don't dictate the topics, which is your prerogative today. But I have some news stories that defy all kinds of common sense. And then I have a victory. And I'm very proud to say this victory is in Missouri, but I have another one that's in Missouri that is anything but a victory. So I want to share those with you today. And we have talked about many things this week. And yesterday we had a little history lesson, and I had a good friend of mine. We go way, 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 way back. When we had the farm, he used to hunt, and he would hunt and fish, and him and my husband had a good time. But I had him in yesterday because he is an English teacher, and he's also an economist. Not an economist. He majored in economy, so he also teaches that. So we may have him back and talk about some things in that respect as well. But his little writing, and he loves to write, and his writing about the Confederate flag, the history of it, I will have in the next pin. Now, the pins have gone out, and I've had some people ask me, did I miss something? Because the pin that just went out is dated May and June. And I'm embarrassed to say that that is correct. It is correct because I have been behind and I have lacked the resources and the revenue to pay a printer. So I have to hold my articles. I have to hold everything until I can have the money to pay for the printing. So I'm just going to be very blatantly honest. It's embarrassing, but it's where I'm at. I'm doing the best I can. And I hope that you will have patience with me, and I hope that you will keep me in your prayers as I continue to try and fight for our nation. I have a listener who calls in and gives me encouragement. And she writes some things. And she's a revolutionary descendant of Washington. And she knows her Constitution. And just like me and just like you, her heart is breaking for this nation. It's breaking and we're angry. And as she likes to say, we need to make sure it's a righteous anger. Well, I want to share with you today something that she's written this week, and she shared with me, and I will also include this in the next issue of The Pen. The Great Shaking is Coming. Now, I want you to listen to this as I read this and understand exactly what she's saying. The Great Shaking is Coming. Capitalizing has been highly infiltrated with political crony capitalism in the United States of America. Number one, healthcare is overcapitalized for crony gain. People are cruelly punished and abused by being indebted severely for prevalent illnesses because insurance is expensive. Full coverage isn't there to pay the bills all too often. Crony capitalists, healthcare covers their care totally and is paid for by the taxpayers. Number two, education after the 12th grade is too expensive. College education has become prohibited. Jobs to support the expenditure aren't there, or they are very limited. Number three, criminalizing with bad law unjustly impacts people's lives and creates hate crimes toward policing. Capitalizing and criminalizing with bad laws is a high cost to taxpayers in this area. Private prisons are built for profit, and the taxpayers pay for crony capitalist profits there also. Number four. Mentioning corporations, but not in detail. Large corporations and political crony representation lobbyists have disrupted equitable laws of freedom for all. They ignore the Constitution like a plague and treat the common peoples as if they were a plague. Number five. Political crony acronym agencies have been formed in Washington, D.C. to confine, restrict, and control the common peoples of the United States of America. There are several of these leagues that come up against the We the People. It is difficult for masses to make a living off the land or supplement their lifestyles with produce from the land they own. The acronym agencies prefer judgment over masses of peoples for the wealth of a few. Their greed has escalated year by year. Greed is a passion and one of the gods of wickedness. It's a pleasure from the dark side. Foolishness has never been a teacher, but instead a destroyer. Number six. Greedy political representatives have left the representative service form of government because of Republican and Democrat Party leadership loyalty to one another. We the people suffer from bad guardianship management that has now been created to replace we the people's representation. And number seven, the majority of citizens in the United States of America still prefer salvation, which is deliverance, safety, security. This is possible if the constitutional freedoms are followed correctly in favor for all. Number eight, God's blessings have been rearranged without majority approval from the people. We are now a nation without proper boundaries and cursed with the ideals of one world government. Number nine, there is a profession called law that has excelled above all other professions. Excelled in creating bad laws. There is an abundance of political lawyers in this nation. Truth now stands disgraced by their political crony principles. These principles have been very destructive to ranch and farm production in many states. Washington, D.C. wasn't meant to be the kings of this nation. It's time to vote those kings out and reclaim states' rights across this nation and make a law in every state against crony capitalists lobbying. It is time also to return the vote to the people instead of using the electoral vote system. Number 10, Ephesians 6:12 from the Bible. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And number 11. The heavens exist to balance the dedicated nations on earth. The United States of America was dedicated to God from its beginning. God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords over the United States of America. Those that have shaken their fist in his face can expect the great shaking that is coming. When we mix darkness with the light in life, we receive a shadow of the past in a nation. And this article was written by a revolutionary descendant of the Washington family, K.L. Kendrick, and we thank you. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Unfortunately, I have some examples of exactly what she's written about. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is free for all variety. Your calls are welcome. And we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. And we will all be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her Real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her Real Buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We are back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We will talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, as Kay's writing said, we are not supposed to be run by kings in D.C. Our founding fathers, they fought for the same thing that we are experiencing now. In fact, we may be worse off than they were because we don't see it. We're kind of like the frog in the water, the hot water that's not quite to boiling yet. They had a king that was dictating everything to them. We have D.C. occupiers and an administration in the White House that do not take their job seriously, which is to protect our liberty. And I call them D.C. occupiers, if you're just now listening for the first time. You know, I get a lot of that, truck drivers and such that are driving through and they just happen to pick it up. I call them D.C. occupiers because they're occupying offices and they're cutting deals. We were designed to be governed locally. You should be concerned about your community that you live in, about the county that you live in, about the state that you live in. Those are important. And I have some things to share with you later here that will remind you once again how very important it is who you elect for a school board. It is important. Now, when we were talking about the debates earlier this week, I said one thing I didn't want to hear was women's rights. I didn't want them to make an issue out of the women. But they did, because they wanted a fight. And so, well, before I get to this article, I want to go to Sean from Wyoming. Sean, what's on your mind today?
Yes. I wanted to call on the statement that your friend wrote in her treatise about the Electoral College.
I thought I might get one of those. Go ahead.
You know, people don't understand. People, unfortunately, are pretty misinformed in this country about our constitutional government, which I'm sure you understand as I. And the premise, generally speaking, is that there are three checks on government, the executive, judicial, and the legislative branch. There are many more checks on government that our forefathers put into the Constitution. And the reality of the situation, good or bad, I'm just making the point today that the Electoral College was another check on government. It was a check on the direct vote of representatives who voted for the president. Initially, the people couldn't vote directly for the president. I believe that came in around Andrew Jackson's time or at the point of Andrew Jackson's second election. I'm not quite sure on
that.
Yeah,
I need to do a little studying on that, too, because that was something I did discuss with her a little bit.
Let me just say this.
Okay.
The Electoral College was then the check against the direct vote. So it was really a to preserve minority rights, and it gave basically the states then it gave them each a check on the direct vote of legislators and or representatives.
Gotcha. And I think where we really went wrong was with the 17th Amendment, when we changed when we started electing by popular vote the senators rather than letting them be appointed by our own states.
We're calling for a direct democracy now as far as the vote. Salente up in New York is one of those individuals. But anyways, I just thought I'd present the Electoral College originally.
I appreciate that, Sean. Thank you very much. We have Ray from Missouri. Ray, what's on your mind?
Morning, Beth. Yeah, that lady's right. I think the whole system broken bottom up from the bottom up. Nobody runs by the Constitution. What's going to take America down, I think, is this state gives the federal government all their rights and we're being federalized. And the money system is all messed up with foreign debt. We can't get out of that. Everybody sold everything they got.
We've got all these IOUs floating around and call it currency.
And we got funded debt and we got unfunded debt, and the unfunded debt's way more than what the funded debt is.
It's not good, is it? All right. I appreciate it, Ray. Is that all that you had on your mind today?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, as I was getting ready to say before I realized I had phone calls waiting, was that I didn't want to hear about women's rights. Now, some of the people that scream the most, and I don't like name calling, but I don't know how else to direct attention to them, is the liberals. They will scream the loudest, and then they make absolutely no sense. There's something called an oxymoron is, where it makes absolutely no sense. Well, liberal logic is an oxymoron. Well, I did not watch the Miss America pageant. But if you've been paying any attention, which I had not been, because I had been all wrapped up in the debate, I was talking to my daughter-in-law last night, and she says, "Oh my gosh, you missed this." And I said, "Yeah," and I said, "You know, I've just been doing the debates here. I've just been trying to get studied up for that." And she said, "Well, I did see the video. I had seen the video, but I hadn't heard the outcry and the stupidity that had happened since." Well, if you've ever watched Miss America pageants, you know they're all about beauty, they're about talent, and they ask the women questions, and, you know, there's the old joke that they say, "I want world peace." One of the contestants, and her name, she was Miss Colorado, and her name is Kelly Johnson. Instead of performing a talent, she shared her occupation. And she had prepared a monologue. And it was a very touching story about how she ministered to or took care of an Alzheimer's patient. And some of the lessons she had learned from this Alzheimer's patient. Now, this was very dear to my heart because I just lost my mother to Alzheimer's in January. But instead of coming out there in a beautiful ball gown or some sexy dress, she came out there in her scrubs and had a stethoscope around her neck. Well, the women on The View, who are quick to criticize Trump because he said something about Carly Fiorina, which I don't agree with what he said, came out against this young woman. One of the ladies there on The View claimed that Miss Colorado was wearing a costume, and why did she have a doctor's stethoscope on? And they went on and on derogatorily about Miss Colorado. Well, people got in an uproar, particularly nurses. And my mother was a registered nurse. My mother owned a stethoscope. My mother owned a blood pressure cup. My mother cared very dearly and deeply for her patients in the hospital. Now, apparently these women on The View have never been in the hospital, have never been taken care of, never been to a clinic. Have they not seen a nurse take their blood pressure or listen to their lungs or their heart or their babies or their children? These are the same women that support Planned Parenthood. The killing of babies, the selling of the parts, because it's the right of the woman. They're all about the rights and the dignity and the respect of the woman, unless she's on a Miss America pageant, wearing scrubs and a stethoscope. And then it's just stupid. She has a costume on. No, it's called a uniform. My mother always wore a nurse's uniform. Always. The only time she put her scrubs on, I guess, when she was helping deliver babies back in the day. We're going into a break. I'm going to share what one of the doctors did to defend the nurses when we come back. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism brief? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now I'm sharing this because I'm sharing this about Miss Colorado and what The View had to say. Now, I don't watch The View. Of course, I'm not home during the day, and I don't have a television here, and I have a radio that I kind of take in and out, and right now it's out, it's not in. So I don't have a lot of communication devices here other than the Internet. But I'm sharing this with you because of the ridiculousness of the ladies at The View. And I'm really kind of disappointed. Now, I don't care for The View. I don't agree with any of their stands. But I think Whoopi Goldberg is a pretty smart woman. And I'm surprised she didn't stop this. But then again, I'm disappointed that they will demand apologies from Trump for what he does and says. But when they get caught in stupidity, they refuse to apologize. Oh, she just said it. She didn't mean it. Oh, it was just a misunderstanding. Oh, it was this. No, she was insulting. And stupid. I don't know how else to put it. If you are smart enough to get a job, supposedly a journalist, they're not journalists there, on national TV show, The View, they've been through college, right? maybe they need to spend a little more time in the school of hard knocks, real life. Because it doesn't take a genius to know just exactly how hard nurses work. Many times they do the jobs of the doctors because they have to. And they do a little triage. And they check your heart. And they check your lungs. And they check your blood pressure. And they check your pulse. But this woman didn't know that? That a nurse would have a stethoscope? Only a doctor has a stethoscope? So the doctor that got upset over this, he comes out and takes a video of himself. You know, we're in that age. And he's got umpteenth, is that a word, stethoscopes wrapped around his neck like they would wear them, only he's got a pile of them. And he says, I would like to thank The View for reminding me to confiscate all the doctor's stethoscopes since my nurses only use it as a fashion accessory. Let's just hope none of the 200 patients in the ED today need vitals taken, have to be triaged, need to be reevaluated, or have unimportant organs like lungs, hearts, or bowels that need to be evaluated. Let's just hope the nurses don't want their nurse costumes back from me either. He's got his scrubs on. Actually, he's got a white jacket on. So he went into defense. He really thought only his staff would see this, but it went viral. It went viral. When we had the debate, and CNN decides to put Trump against Carly over his stupid remark, I will say it was not a smart remark. And as I watched her in the debate, I'll tell you what, I liked what I saw. I liked what she said. But I thought, and I know she was very nervous, and she was up against all these guys there. She was the newbie. Not only that, she's the minority. And no matter what you say, women, we know that we're the minority when we're standing in a whole room full of men. If we're the only woman in a room full of men, you're a minority. You're equal, but you're not the same. And I thought it was wrong for them to question him as they did. I felt she did a good job of how she approached it, how she answered or replied. But he did not apologize, and his flip remark, which he says was sincere, it didn't seem sincere. It was a little bit too little too late. But people on The View will lambast that. And then they turn around and do this to a Miss America pageant contestant and criticize her. She went out of the comfort zone. She went out of the ordinary for Miss America to share her passion and her heart. I don't know if she can sing. I don't know if she can dance. I don't know if she can play the piano. I don't know if she can do anything else, but she is a good nurse. And she shared her passion. And they criticized her for wearing a costume and a doctor's stethoscope. And they didn't apologize. And they claim that they're all about women. It's all about women's equality and women's rights. And what did they do but told her she was wearing a man's costume and a man's stethoscope? That's what they were saying. Did they even listen to the monologue? To the heart of this woman as she cared for this Alzheimer's patient? And as this, what this Alzheimer patient had said to her? The lessons she'd learned? You know, it's a very humbling experience to be a servant. It's a very humble experience. The D.C. occupiers are supposed to be serving you and me. But they're not serving They're occupying offices and cutting deals and dictating through the acronyms, the bureaucratic departments, the BLM, the USDA, the FDA, the IRS, and on and on and on, telling you and I what to do, telling you and I how to live, when they haven't got a clue about what's going on in your community. Well, we have a situation in Missouri now. This is going on across the nation, but it happened in Missouri now, so it's a little closer to home, where a Missouri school district has decided to allow a boy in this school to use the girls' locker room because he thinks he's a girl. He feels like he's a girl. Now, my question is, you know, liberal logic. Those liberals, they're constantly at us who don't believe in climate change to be the big threat that they say it is, that I don't believe that if all these things the EPA is telling us and Al Gore is telling us the sky is falling is going to happen. And we're stupid for that. What about the schools? Do they no longer teach biology? Do they no longer teach science? This young man's got a mental issue. There is no doubt about it, and I don't mean that to be ugly. I'm saying let's look at what's happening. Let's help this young man, not mask it. So they're willing to put away the safety and the liberty of every female in that school for this one young man. He's 17, so he's not all that young. So he can use the girls' bathroom. And needless to say, the community's not happy with the school board's decision. Do they not teach biology in school? You know, we have something called DNA now. Take the young man's DNA and tell him, you know what? I'm sorry, you're a male. We need to figure out what's going on. 877-895-5410. I'm not trying to be hard. I'm not trying to be cold. I'm trying to be realist. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days
days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. The day is flying. The hour is flying by. I've got some other things I wanted to share with you. I'm not sure I'm going to get to them. We have Gabrielle from Missouri. Gabrielle, how are you today?
I'm okay. I was just listening to your show, and I had a lot of things, actually, that were kind of on my mind today, but you intrigued me with your comment about the young man from Missouri who's going to be able to use the female restroom.
Is that what you'd want your 13-year-old or 14-year-old girl to be subjected to?
No, I am absolutely opposed to him being the female, using the female restrooms. However, I don't know that my concern is with the protection of the girls, and I have sons and daughters. My concern is that what young, white, heterosexual male in America wouldn't want to be a girl at this point? They get affirmative action. They're protected. They almost always get custody of their children in divorce cases. There's more of them that are able to go to college on the government dime. And in addition, they are less likely to get harsh prison sentences for similar crimes as committed by men, and they don't have to register for selective service. In fact, they get to cherry pick their rights. We protect Carly Fiorina for being, you know, some comment made by Trump about her face, but nobody talks about the comment Carly Fiorina made to Barbara Boxer making fun of her hair when she ran for office in California.
Yes, I heard about
there.
That.
I mean, does my list need to go on? Or, you know, am I making a good point here?
You know,
our young white heterosexual males we should be concerned about with them wanting to be women.
Well, and why do they want to be women? You know, and Trump takes a lot of guff about his hairpiece, too, which he says is not a hairpiece, and he has somebody pull it on stage to make everybody know, this is my real hair, you know. You know, that's really not what we care about, is it?
No, it's not. But I'm saying we've created a society that who would want to be a white heterosexual male in today's climate?
You're right. You're right. Absolutely. Good points, Gabrielle. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And the other thing that makes it more even more ridiculous is this young man. They have a transgender restroom. He refuses to use that one. He wants to use the girls' restroom. Now, you can process that all you want. I've kind of made my own conclusion. Now, the liberal logic is just crazy. And something else that I wanted to tell you about now, with Planned Parenthood, like I said, The View, they go after people, anybody who wants to shut down Planned Parenthood because, by golly, you know, that's all about women's rights. No, it's not. It's all about profit. Well, this is something I'm going to brag about in Missouri. In Columbia, Missouri, the University of Missouri's health system and Planned Parenthood have ended their 26-year relationship after state lawmakers started investigating abortions performed at the organization's clinic. Within the past month, health system officials canceled 10 contracts with Planned Parenthood clinics in four states where students would complete clinical hours. Now, it goes on to say, and I'm not going to read all this, it goes on to say that the students weren't really with the patients. And I'm thinking, then why were they there for clinical? If you're not practicing with patients, why are you there? Anyway, so we're making a little headway. We're making progress. We are making progress. We must stay vigilant. We must hold these people accountable. Now, I don't have it with me because I took my phone numbers out of here. I want you to call your senators and your representatives at your own state, but I want you to call the ones in D.C. because they are not going to stand up on this Planned Parenthood. They are cowering to the president's threats. Anything you do, I'm going to veto. I'm going to shut the government down. Well, I kind of wanted to start the show out, which I did not. Does that scare you? Because it doesn't scare me. So why does it scare them? Go ahead, Obama, shut it down. That means you're not going to spend any money for a while. Shut it down. He doesn't scare me. And I'm trying to figure out why he scares them. What has he got over their heads? Even the one woman that's putting this forward. Her name is, she's Congressman Black's, Diane Black. She's a Republican, a representative, a Republican from Tennessee. And even she says, well, I'm not willing to shut this down. I'm not going to go that far. I'm going to fight for it, but I'm not going that far. You know what? Why not? Why not? Why not fight for those babies? If somebody came in to your home or into your town and decided that anyone 2 years and younger was not really a life, but just a big glob of tissue, and we could use those parts, would you fight for that child? Now you say, now Beth, that's kind of ridiculous, is it? Is it ridiculous? It's happened in history before, not for the parts, but for the greed, for the power. Call these senators and representatives and you tell them, I don't care if he shuts the government down. You stop Planned Parenthood now. They have the purse power to do it. Oh, now they're going to wait till January and February. Well, you know what happened last time they did that? Nothing. Nothing. They have a very warped sense of honor and a very warped sense of what is fair. Those presidential candidates, some of them, said it was okay to put Kim Davis in jail because she broke the law. Well, lesbian judge Tanya Parker refused to perform heterosexual weddings for 3 years and was never reprimanded for what she did. She is a beautiful black woman, a judge, and a lesbian. But Christian Clark, the Christian clerk, Kim Davis, stood on her faith and was put to jail. Tell me where the fairness is. Tell me where freedom and liberty is. Tell me. Is it happening where you are? Then put a stop to it. Don't turn your head. Do you know who Dietrich Bonhoeffer is? He says silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. It's up to you and it's up to me to face the evil, not be silent, to speak, to act together and bring America home.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.